Hey, welcome to the show. Travis Johnson here from the Nonprofit Architect Podcast. Trying to figure out what the heck I'm going to talk about today. And I asked my wife, and she always has the best suggestions. She said you should talk about the importance of taking a down day. I'm not usually a fan of taking down days personally. I like to do stuff all the time, as much as I can. I like working late. I like grabbing the laptop at 11:30. Like, ooh, yeah, I want to write this down. But as far as a healthy cycle goes, everyone needs their rest. We're built on rest. We're people that need rest in order to get better. You want to get better? Go on a retreat. Go out there, rest, come back refreshed. We rest daily. We go to sleep and recharge our batteries. Did want to say something about sleep. Sleep is one of the most interesting phenomena out there on the planet, and it's really the number one indicator and determiner of your health. The best thing you can do for yourself is sleep. How do you sleep? There's been a lot of people that have written and talked about this subject of sleep. But understand that we as humans, we sleep in 90-minute cycles. One full REM cycle is 90 minutes. 90 minutes gets you one full REM cycle. It's where our body reboots, download all of today's events, and reboot the wires. So if you sleep for 90 minutes, 3 hours, 4.5 hours, 6 hours, 7.5 hours, or 9 hours, you're awaking more refreshed than everyone else because you are coming straight out of the end of a sleep cycle, a 90-minute sleep cycle. My daughter's dating this guy named Jack, and he asked me, he's like, yeah, but I'm always waking up at like 3 a.m. It's like every day. Jack's a young guy. It's like every day. Did a little bit of research. Turns out that his melatonin runs out about 3 a.m. So he has to go to sleep a little bit earlier. He's got to go to bed at 8 or 8:30 to get that nice sleep cycle of his started. Because if he goes to sleep the same time regular people do, he never really gets a full night's sleep. Interesting fact about sleep that you may or may not know is the number one leading indicator of suicide. And why might that be? Well, when we don't sleep, we lose our ability to solve problems. And the more disturbed or broken our sleep is, the more sleep disturbance we have, maybe it's nightmares, the longer that goes on, the less and less we're able to solve our problems till it becomes a point where even the most mundane problems seem unsolvable. But you can't go and go and go all day, every day. You have to take a break. There's a lot of gals that I coach, especially young mothers, that ask me different questions about going all the time and feeling guilty and all these things. And like, I just got reminded of one, a friend of mine in Bahrain posted, she's like, you taught me this, Travis. She had posted a meme about taking some self-care time in the car in a parking lot. This is one of my favorite things to coach people through. Because when you go grocery shopping, for instance, no one knows how long that takes. There's no like, it's not like you're going to a movie. You're going to be there for about 2 hours. People know when you're going to be home. It's not like going to dinner. It's not like running to, the drive-thru. Going to get groceries is this indeterminate amount of time. And when you're going and going and going all day, you need breaks. You need rest. And sometimes that joy can be found in just a few minutes in the car in the parking lot before you go to work, going to or leaving from the grocery store. Maybe it's getting to an appointment early and not rushing into the building. Now you've got 12 minutes, hang out in the car for 10 minutes. What are you going to lose? You get into the waiting room and you're just going to be there staring at a bunch of people that you don't care about. But if you take the time in your car to really sit back, relax, and take in some you time, then you can go into whatever that thing is, whatever that grocery store is or meeting or maybe even into work with a little bit more control. With my wife's medical issues, we have down days at our house. Sometimes they're back to back. Sometimes they're spaced out. Sometimes we don't see them coming and her body just forces us to take a down day. I am rarely sick, but when I am sick, and most guys can understand this, like, it's terrible. I was sick this weekend, Friday, meant to record podcasts all day, didn't happen. Saturday, on the couch all day. I'm never on the couch all day. Sunday, today, when I'm recording this, on the couch most of the day. You can't tell, but I'm like gross. I'm sitting here dripping in sweat. Even though I'm showered and cleaned and all that fun stuff, I'm still not feeling the best. But we took really a down weekend. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I hope this gives you a little bit of encouragement wherever you are, that it's okay to take some time for yourself to get the good sleeping cycles and good sleep habits and hygiene, to make sure you can take time for yourself throughout the day, whether that's just hanging out in your car for a little while, or maybe it's taking a down day during the week. There's so many things demanded of us in this world. I've said it before and I say it again, you can't pour from an empty cup. So if you need that down day, take it. If you need a few extra minutes in the car, take them. If someone says, hey, you want to come over again for the third night this week? Maybe you say, hey, no thanks. But whatever it is, make sure you're taking that time for you. Let me know. Hit me up in comments or chat or wherever you find me and send me a message. Be like, Travis, this is how I enjoy my downtime. Let me know what your favorite activity is. Mine's usually sitting in my back patio and enjoying an adult beverage and looking up at the stars. Hope you all have a great week.